Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Their idea of compromise is you agreeing with them. You're listening to the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast.
Hey, everyone, and welcome. Let's dive into something I bet we've all thought about, narcissistic relationships. Because, let's face it, dealing with a narcissist, it can feel like you're walking on eggshells constantly.
You're not wrong. It's such a balancing act trying to protect yourself but not make things worse.
Seriously. And that's exactly why we're doing this deep dive. We've got some really useful strategies and, get this, even some surprisingly relevant advice from African proverbs.
Yeah, who knew? Ancient wisdom for modern problems, right? It's kind of amazing how well those proverbs describe these relationships.
It really is. But before we get too far, let me introduce our expert. Not only have they helped tons of people set healthy boundaries and tough relationships, they've got this way of explaining things that just clicks.
Thanks. I try to bridge that gap between knowing something intellectually and actually feeling empowered to use it, you know?
Exactly. Okay, so most of us know that calling a narcissist out directly, it rarely gets you anywhere, right? So what do you do?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And you've hit the nail on the head. With a narcissist, confrontation usually backfires. So instead of trying to change them, which never works, the key is understanding their patterns and protecting yourself. Like, you want to stay true to yourself without giving them more ammo.
I see, but that's easier said than done. What about when you've got amazing news, or you just need to vent after a bad day and they're just indifferent, or worse, they make it about them?
Oh, absolutely. That emotional disconnect, it's so isolating, which is why we need to look at alternatives to calling them out. And actually, one of the most effective is the simplest. Don't.
Wait, really?
Just don't.
That sounds almost too easy.
It's not about being passive. It's strategic. See, our sources all said calling them out rarely changes things with a narcissist. Remember that bit about people who learn about narcissism and then they're like, gotcha, and try to confront them head on?
Oh, yeah. Now they've got the narcissist all figured out.
Exactly. And it's understandable, but as our expert pointed out, it's like trying to teach a pig to sing. Waste your time. Annoys the pig. Better to focus on the patterns themselves.
Okay, starting to see the wisdom there. Mm-hmm. But if we're not confronting them, what are we doing? Becoming doormats?
Definitely not. It's about boundaries. Think gray rocking and firewalling. These are surprisingly effective ways to protect yourself without escalating things.
Okay, firewalling, now that I get, very tech savvy. Almost like protecting your emotional bandwidth, right?
Exactly, like filtering out spam in your inbox. You're not cutting off all contact, but you're choosing what gets through. So instead of absorbing their negativity, you create that distance.
Ooh, I like that. You're still there, but their stuff just bounces right off. Yeah. So where does gray rocking come in?
Picture a smooth gray rock. No edges, nothing for them to grab onto. present, but not emotionally reactive.
So if they're trying to bait you into an argument, you stay calm, almost like you're detached.
Exactly. And often they get bored because there's no drama. You're taking away their favorite toy, basically.
That is brilliant. So gray rocking and firewalling, two really practical ways to get that emotional distance. But I imagine this takes practice, right?
Oh, for sure. It's not easy changing how you react, especially when someone knows how to push your buttons, which is why having outside support is so key.
It's like you need backup when you're in this kind of relationship, you know, your own emotional support squad.
100%. And it can come from different places, right? Therapy, obviously, that's huge. But even a few close friends or those online support groups can be game changers. It's about having somewhere to process, get validation, no judgment.
Because it's easy to start doubting yourself with a narcissist, those outside voices help you stay grounded.
Absolutely. Our sources, they were big on that. Having people who get it, it's crucial.
It reminds you you're not alone, too, which can mean everything when you're feeling isolated.
And speaking of feeling empowered, there's another strategy from our sources I find so helpful. It's called radical acceptance.
Okay, radical acceptance. Now, that's an interesting one, kind of intimidating, too. What does that even look like with a narcissist?
It boils down to this. Accepting that the narcissist probably won't change. Not saying their behavior is okay, but you shift from fixing them to protecting yourself.
So instead of beating your head against the wall trying to get them to see your side, you accept it's their thing, not yours.
You got it. It's a total mindset shift. And what our sources suggested is it can be so freeing because you're not carrying that impossible burden anymore, you know, trying to change someone who weren't.
That makes a lot of sense. It's taking back your power by accepting what you can control and what you can't.
Right. And that leads to another thing, simple but powerful. Distraction.
Like when you feel that urge to call them out or get sucked into an argument, you just change the channel.
Exactly. You put your energy into something good, something engaging. Our source had some great examples. Actually, going for a walk, baking, music, whatever, helps you disengage and refocus. I even had a client who started knitting.
Knitting. That's awesome. Channeling that nervous energy into something creative. I love it.
Right. And it proves the point. Having healthy outlets when you're dealing with a narcissist, it's essential. You gotta have those go-to things to help you de-stress and recharge.
So we've got understanding their patterns, gray rocking, firewalling, getting support, radical acceptance, and now distraction. That's quite the arsenal. But I'm curious about soul distancing. You mentioned that earlier. Sounds like next level self-protection.
It is. Really powerful concept, but I get that it can be tough to wrap your head around. Imagine this. You're at a family thing, right? And the narcissist starts trying to pull you into some drama-filled conversation.
Oh, I know that scene all too well. You could practically cut the tension with a knife.
Exactly. And everyone's holding their breath, waiting to see what you'll do. But this time, you choose differently. You excuse yourself politely, go find someone else to talk to, someone who lifts you up. That's soul distancing in action.
So it's like you're putting up this force field of good vibes around yourself.
Love that analogy. You're basically putting your well-being first, refusing to engage in their negativity. It protects your most authentic self from being drained, you know, diminished.
And I bet that drives the narcissist crazy because they're not getting the reaction they expect.
You're so right. Remember how gray rocking is like taking away their favorite toy? Soul distancing is like taking the whole toy box. You're not playing their game anymore.
Now that is empowering. And you know, it makes me think about how naturally we want to be closer to loved ones when things are tough. Our source talked about that human need for connection, belonging.
Mm-hmm.
But what if the people supposed to be your safe haven are the ones causing the stress? Soul distancing? It's even more crucial then.
You're spot on. Sometimes protecting yourself means creating distance, even from people you love. It doesn't have to be forever, but it's a powerful way to reclaim your peace of mind.
It's about putting your well-being first, and that's something we could all use a little more of, no matter the situation.
Exactly. And that brings us to another tricky part of dealing with narcissists, the flying monkeys.
Ugh. Yeah, the flying monkeys. This is where it gets really complicated. For anyone who's new to that term, what exactly is a flying monkey when we're talking narcissism?
Think of it like this. Remember the Wicked Witch of the West sending out her monkeys to do her thing? Same idea here. Flying monkeys are people who get used by the narcissist, often without even realizing it, to basically do their dirty work.
Right. And that's what makes it so rough. These are often people we care about, friends, family, who get caught up in the narcissist's web.
Exactly. And our source really highlighted how messed up that can feel for the person going through it. Like, you start doubting your own reality because even people you trust are questioning your version of things.
It's textbook gaslighting, right?
Yeah.
The narcissist projects their distorted reality onto everyone else.
It is. And you can imagine it's almost impossible to reason with a flying monkey. They're so bought into the narcissist story.
So then how do you even deal with that?
Yeah.
It feels like a lose-lose. You call out the flying monkey, you risk pushing them further away, but if you don't, it's like you're betraying yourself.
It's one of the toughest situations, for sure. But our sources, they had some good advice here, and it goes back to those boundaries we were talking about. Putting your own well-being first, even if it means not convincing everyone of your truth. You can't control their beliefs, but you can control how much access you give them.
So drawing that line, saying, this is what I'll accept and this is where I'm out, even if it means stepping back from people you care about.
Exactly. And as tough as it is, sometimes that distance, it's the kindest thing you can do for yourself, and even the flying monkey might be the thing that wakes them up to what's going on.
That's a really good point. It's like by not playing the role they expect, you're disrupting the whole system.
Exactly. And when you're feeling lost, unsure, remember that proverb, heal the leg of a person. Don't be surprised if they use it to run away.
Wow. Yeah. That one sticks with you. It's like this reminder, you can't keep pouring yourself into people who only take and never truly give back.
And it's okay to realize that.
Yeah.
You don't have to fix anyone. Your worth doesn't depend on that. You deserve to be in relationships where you feel supported, respected, valued, the whole nine yards.
100%. Well, I feel like we've covered so much important stuff today. Understanding those narcissistic patterns, setting boundaries, the gray rocking, firewalling, getting support, radical acceptance, finding those healthy distractions, and of course, soul distancing. That's a big one.
Don't forget that ancient wisdom either. That proverb about the runner, that's going right up on my fridge.
Mine too. Such a good reminder to put our own well-being first. Surround ourselves with the right people. So as you go about your day today, ask yourself, what's one small act of soul distancing I can do?
Maybe it's saying no to a conversation that'll drain you, or choosing to spend time with people who light you up instead.
Whatever it is, remember, you're worthy of those boundaries. You're worthy of protecting your peace. Keep exploring, keep learning, and until next time, keep diving deep, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook for more. And remember, the best revenge is living well without them.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free, select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.